The Buffalo Public Schools is turned around. It's turned around.
A very enthusiastic Buffalo School Superintendent Kreiner Cash proudly announcing before a packed house that the once failing city school district has turned around. There are now 35 of 50 schools in good standing, and only two schools remain in state receivership from the original 25 announced 3 years ago.
No longer a failing district, it's a thriving district. It's a thriving district.
The district's four-year graduation rate has climbed to 64.5% at 14 of the city's 17 high schools. Among dignitaries attending was Regent Catherine Collins.
I have one word to say, and that is hallelujah.
The district says hallelujah. The education bargain with parents and students has lifted schools out of difficulty. But while declaring victory, school board member Sharon Belton-Cottman is urging more parents to engage in their children's education.
If we can get our parent piece together, we can move this district off the chart.
After the ceremony, Cash talked with reporters saying his goal was to get the district out of being a failing school district since he arrived in 2015. But he admits there is more to do. Cash was also asked how long he plans to remain as city superintendent.
But I think that the first order of business for the new school board ought to be to either offer an extension or to upgrade and go out and get someone better. Because this work has to continue. And sometimes it gets scuttled and hashed at if you get some new people in who aren't focused on the way we've been focused to get these results.
But you would like to continue?
I would continue if my health upholds and I stay mature, like my wife says, and don't get down into adult issues and stay on kid issues for another 3 years after this year.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.